In the woods near Stockbridge, each early summer through early fall for the past decade, artists of all stripes have ditched their phones and taken to the land to create. The nonprofit Sable Project holds residencies where artists grow their own food and then share what they've grown and the art they're creating with the community through weekly events and performances. And the end of this fall's residency is being celebrated on Friday with a fiddle disco open to the public. Bex Love is the Sable Project's community engagement organizer. They're a member of the Sable Ensemble and a musician, artist, and puppeteer who performs as Content Clown. Bex joins us in the studio to share more about the Sable Project and about Friday's event. Welcome, Bex.
Hi, good to talk to you.
I'll start off by asking you about Sable Project. I gave kind of a brief description at the top, but where did the idea for it come from and when did it get off the ground?
Yeah, so the Sable Project was started by Otto Pierce, who is from Stockbridge, and he bought this piece of land and had this beautiful idea of what if there were a bunch of artists here? Through time, through the 10, 11 years that Sable has been happening, the woods on that land have been transformed and milled into wood for buildings and artist studios. And now it's grown into a large community where artists of, like you said, all disciplines, all stripes, from all over come and stay and create art.
How long have you been with Sable Project?
For the past 2 years, I've been working at Sable, and I was brought on because our Food and Art Friday events were picking up steam. My job is the community engagement organizer, and I see that as like Sable's resident mushroom. I am there to create mycelial connections through the ground and bring nutrients in and help Sable to keep growing and sustain itself.
Oh, I love that. Why do you think a model like this is important? Like, what can happen when artists have that time, that space that Sable Project can provide?
Yeah, I think as an artist, I do my best work when it is quiet. I do my best work when I am like tapped in to nature, tapped into, you could call it God, you could call it the universe. And I think that you can be still and there's nothing to do but to create. If you come to Sable, you can feel the power of that land. You can feel that like whoosh, and you can feel the like cheep, 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 boop, 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 boop. And the land is like brimming with creativity itself. It's producing, it's making, and that is what the artists are there to do as well. So when you like are creating in harmony with that and you can seek inspiration from that, I think it's a really beautiful thing.
I'll ask you a little bit more about Sable in a sec, but I'd love to also spend a minute or two asking about Content Clown, which mm-hmm. is part of your artistry and also part of Sable Ensemble. How was Content Clown born?
Yes. I'd like to say that I definitely was born a clown, and maybe we are all born clowns, and that the structures that are built to contain us maybe was trying to make me not be that. And so, yes, Content Clown was born actually after Trump got elected. I had been doing a lot of working in the traditional regional theater model, doing a lot of shows that were about the social issues and are there to make people think. And I was like, you know, this is all absurd. I think that the only thing that makes sense is to become a clown. And I think that what would be more radical than teaching people about the social issues would actually be to bring people joy and wonder. And I think that joy and wonder and play are actually a way in to dismantling the structures that are causing harm. You know, a clown, it's a channel for permission to be everything that you're afraid that you are and told that you shouldn't be. Maybe actually I can be disabled and queer. And so I hope that Content Clown is a permission system for me to be all of those things, to be the freak that I am, and that when folks interact with it, that they are also finding that permission in themselves.
What performance did you take part in at Sable this year. I may or may not have seen some photos on Instagram of an enormous
cow.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So during our residency period, most artists that come to the land come to work on individual projects, whatever they want. Anyone can apply, and there is a selection process where Water in the Wood and the Sable Ensemble is a curated group of Sable alumni, and the founders of Sable are a part of the ensemble as well. And we come together to collaborate. And we come with seeds of ideas. And this year I built the biggest puppet I've ever built. And I'm so stoked about it. His name is Albert Camus, loosely based off of the French philosopher Albert Camus. It's interesting how, when in collaboration, the shape of the collaboration also shapes the piece. And there's a lot in that piece about balance and give and take. Yeah, it's hard to describe the show, but there was a giant cow, and there was lots of water, and there was wood.
We'll have to include a photo of the cow puppet, because it's pretty spectacular. But tell us about the gathering on Friday. What can people expect if they can grab tickets?
Elias Alexander is an amazing multi-instrumentalist who weaves together traditional Scottish and Irish and European folk sounds with his own original beats. So it is like a contra dance meets a rave. And we'll also have wood-fired pizza topped with veggies grown right on the Sable land.
Very cool. For painfully self-conscious people who want to also foster some radical joy and engage with their communities, how might you suggest that we be more playful and carefree?
I think that I learn the most about clowning from watching children and watching dogs do what they do. To access your play, I'd say go talk to your favorite three-year-old or go talk to your favorite dog and be an apprentice to their energy. They have yet to be contained by the social structures. Hopefully, we hope that your favorite three-year-old has not yet been worn down by the social structures.
I don't know. Preschool is tough.
I know. Totally. Maybe your favorite baby. As fresh as possible, the freshest baby you can find.
Oh, that is great advice. Oh, Bex Love is with Sable Project, a Stockbridge-based nonprofit that holds artist residencies, community events that showcase works in progress, live performances, local food. This Friday's Fiddle Disco starts at 5:30 at Fat Dragon Farm. Bex, thank you so much for coming in and telling us more.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mary.